One of the key tenets of the Defense Department's Better Buying Power version 3 is the need for critical thinking among acquisition workers. This is the idea of contracting officers, program managers, and others asking the right questions at the right time. Then they would take those answers to plan and oversee the contract throughout its life cycle. Jim Woolsey is the president of the Defense Acquisition University.
We're trying to not teach people just process, but to learn why things happen. And part of that is learning all the stakeholders and their different roles and all the processes we play. And particularly in the higher level classes, we try to get people from different parts of the enterprise together to work together to solve problems and understand each other's points of view. We really think that's increasingly important, and we're trying to give more emphasis to that.
Woolsey says acquisition workers need to come in with a broad background in business, economics, math, finance, and even engineering.
It's very typical in trying to solve an acquisition problem to have engineering disciplines who are involved in the technical problem at hand, having to work with finance people and logistics professionals, as well as the program manager, to solve a problem. So we try to get them in a classroom working with each other to practice solving those problems before they have to do it in the real case.
DAU trains more than 800,000 students a year on everything from the basics of acquisition to advanced level 3 skills. The push for more critical thinking and other soft skills like communication and facilitation is something every agency is hoping to have from their acquisition workforce. Many experts believe one of the most immediate and essential changes needed in the federal acquisition environment is an improved workforce with those skills. In the House and Senate Armed Services Committee's recently released report on acquisition reforms, 22 of 31 experts surveyed say additional acquisition workforce training is needed. The same percentage also says attracting and retaining a quality workforce is key to improving DoD acquisitions. The challenge, however, is finding the people with the right assortment of skills. The Office of Personnel Management encourages agencies to hire people with business, economics, or math degrees to be contracting officers, but that doesn't mean they come with communication skills. Michael Fischetti is the executive director of the National Contract Management Association and a former DoD acquisition executive.
We've focused it more on business training, used to hire more, you know, liberal arts, lots of other majors. I don't think that was necessarily a bad way to go, to bring in diverse people from diverse backgrounds. You want people that know how to think, how to synthesize information and bring things together. And I would say that we should not limit ourselves to, say, just business majors.
Jaime Gracha of Seville Government Consulting agrees with Fischetti. He says agencies need to do more to hire people with the right skills, including pricing analysis, project management, and requirements development.
The hiring problem is very endemic because we are not hiring the right people to be part of the acquisition workforce. Because right now, it takes about a good 5 to 7 years for you to say, yes, I'm very proficient contracting officer. But to get there, you're being taught the FAR, you're being taught all these things, but I need people that are being hired that have the basic business advisory skills that are really needed to be successful in these positions. So I'm talking about economics, I'm talking about, you know, math majors right out of business schools that have these skills already to go. And of course, you know, hiring attorneys is also a great thing to get into the 1102, the acquisition workforce, the typical contracting officer cadre. But unfortunately, it's kind of a double-edged sword because you can't get these positions unless you had that experience. But how do you get that position with no experience? The acquisition workforce has really been put into a corner.
Gracia and other experts say the Office of Federal Procurement Policy's recent update of the educational and experience requirements for program and project management, for contracting officer representatives or CORs, and for contracting officers are a good start. But Fischetti says while the training requirements are fine, there still is a bigger piece that's missing.
We are pushing for a professional standard, the adoption of a wide body of knowledge professional standard that is recognized throughout the entire space. No, not just within government, but with at the local level, the federal level. We're talking to associations at the state and local level. We're looking at government areas. At the 50,000 foot level, everyone acknowledges, and we've talked with them, that the body of knowledge, the skill sets required are the same. If we could get to a body of knowledge, I think that would drive more people into the industry because people generally just have never heard of that. It's often their B-choice career because who grows up in high school or college thinking they want to work for as a government contract manager? It just isn't something that rolls off your tongue. And I think that if we could drive that demand, universities and schools would respond, and I think we would have a huge influx of people majoring and coming out of college with many, many skill sets that today have to be started over and relearned once they get on the job.
He says more courses or a different curriculum isn't always the answer to all of acquisition training problems. One way to move forward with the professionalization of the acquisition workforce is to continue to bring DoD and the civilian workforce certifications closer together. Chuck Williams is the director of product management at Management Concepts. He says while that is a good start, agencies still need to do more.
Training is not the solution. It can provide essential knowledge and skills, but if it's not supported and bolstered by, I would say, an organized on-the-job training program, mentoring, coaching, then it isn't going to be effective. And the budget constraints really impede that because the people who would be doing those kinds of things are already saddled with contracts, like supervisors are managing contracts, and they may even be the more critical contracts. So there's a real impact there. Rotational assignments would be great to expand and broaden the knowledge base of the people. That's not training in the sense of formal training.
DAU and the Federal Acquisition Institute are getting away from that traditional or formal training. The two training organizations are working closely together to create new tools and techniques, and most importantly, share resources as both organizations' budgets are cut. Woolsey says DAU expects to see about a 10% budget reduction in fiscal 2015 as compared to 2014. Over at FAI, Jeff Birch is the acting director. He says the Institute, which is mainly funded by receiving 5% of all sales from government-wide IT multiple award contracts, will see a 30% budget cut this year. Birch says FAI recently published its updated 2015 strategic plan. In that plan, it includes a set of priorities to address new ways to educate the acquisition workforce.
One of the first things we're looking at is we've termed this knowledge nuggets. This is where we provide bursts of information at the point of need, and it's made available 24/7. So a quick example of that is many of us have seen the talking hand writing on the whiteboard. So these are 3 to 5 minutes, and what they will do is provide very targeted, specific pieces of information. And another initiative we have is we're calling interactive challenges. These are specific training events. We're working on two. They're downloadable to your phone or any other personal device. And it's, you know, these are great examples of just-in-time training. The two specific topics we're working on for this is one on pricing, and the other is past performance.
He says FAI has worked with the acquisition community to come up with 24 topics for the online knowledge nuggets. He says these will be similar to the popular TED Talks, where a specific topic is addressed in detail. The third new initiative from FAI focuses on using social media to bring together the acquisition and other communities.
We were looking at ways of, okay, so what is this acquisition open forum look like? And as I said, it's similar like chat. So we don't want to stifle communication and innovation. We want to foster that. So this is more of an open dialogue. And when we say it's for the acquisition workforce, the topic will be acquisition workforce driven. So it's not that, okay, I have to approve you. You're a government 1102 contracting specialist, or, you know, you're a program manager, GS Series 801. So it's very open, and it could also involve industry. You know, so if there's an industry vendor out there that actually supports the government, they could engage in this concept as well, because one of the big initiatives at GSA is to foster and build relationships between, you know, government and industry, just so we can become so much more effective.
Woolsey says DAU is moving more of its education online as well. He says between 2/3 and 3/4 of all classes are now offered through e-learning. Woolsey says training and education are critically important, and DAU and others must do a few things to ensure that training remains relevant.
Whether it's the better buying power initiatives that Mr. Kendall has done or the ideas that are coming from the acquisition reform efforts on the Hill, we have to quickly assimilate those and translate them to the workforce. So whatever direction we need to go to make acquisition better, we need to be able to do that quickly. And the way that DAU is involved with our customers really helps us do that, that we're part of the OSD organization, we're in with our customers, and we can make those things happen quickly. And the other thing that has to happen is we have to teach people judgment, that there isn't a prescription for a lot of these things. To make things work well, it's a matter of using the right tools, whether they're the right contracting tools, whatever the situation is. And that gets back to that critical thinking. We're trying to teach people the why and not just the what. So they know why there are rules, why some things work better than others.
And it's that change that DAU, FAI, and many other federal and private sector organizations are striving to create and institutionalize in the acquisition workforce. In Washington, Jason Miller, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.